today, 1 in 8 mortgage borrowers extend and pretend. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is posts covering finance and property news. Well, those following me on this channel will know that I've been talking about mortgage stress for quite some time, and we know that struggling homeowners are increasingly hitting the pricey reset button on their loans in the hope of dragging down their monthly repayments. And of course, rates are higher for longer, so more people are now being caught. Now, adding higher rates to their mortgage repayments basically means it's adding years to the length of their loans and potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest costs. A recent finder.com.au survey revealed 1 in 8 mortgage holders polled revealed that they extended their home loan to lower their repayments over the last year. In a trend described as borrowers stuck in mortgage quicksand, about half of those who had extended their loans had added more than 5 years to the life of the debt. This would result in much higher interest costs over the lifetime of the loan, despite cheaper monthly repayment bills in the short term, Finder says. Stressed households were taking these extreme measures because of an average $16,788 rise in their annual mortgage repayments since April 2022, when the first of the 13 cash rate rises from the Reserve Bank happened. Finder's consumer sentiment tracker showed that 36% of Australians struggled to pay their home loans in May 2024, up from 24% in May 2022. And it comes as economists warn that mortgage holders were unlikely to see a rate cut until at least the end of the year. AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver said there would be little reason for the RBA to change rates in the short term. Following recent higher-than-expected inflation data, the RBA still lacks the confidence to start cutting rates and so will hold for the next few meetings, with the risks still being to the upside for rates. And in fact, we discussed this in an earlier post when Warren Hogan says rates should be closer to 5%. But then Oliver did say that weaker growth and lower inflation should allow a cut by the end of the year. Well, we'll see about that. And Saul Eslake of Coronia Economic Advisory said, I think it would take a material increase in the underlying inflation rate in the near term to prompt the RBA to raise rates again. New analysis showed paying off the average Australian loan of $625,050 over 30 years would make $722,602 interest payable. This assumes an interest rate of 5.9%, one of the cheapest rates currently on offer. Now, pushing this out to 35 years would add an additional $147,457 to the interest over the life of the loan. And a borrower with a $1 million mortgage, the interest rate soared from $1,156,066 over the life of a 30-year loan to $1,391,980 over 35 years. Now, Finder Home Loans expert Richard Witten said that the move to extend loans was a drastic measure. While it will reduce their monthly repayments in the short run, it will cost them a fortune over the long run, he said. The disposable income of the average Aussie household has fallen significantly over the past 12 months, and Aussies are looking for ways to slash their monthly outgoings, even if it means jeopardising their long-term financial health, he said. But I want to bring it back to the banks, because the banks are indeed helping people to extend and pretend. Extending the life of the loan helps the bank because it means that that borrower will be able to continue to pay their mortgage, despite the fact that that borrower is going to pay a lot more in interest over the life of the loan, which of course supports the bank's profitability. And it's worth remembering that ASIC recently reported that those in hardship schemes, again, where they are allowed to extend and pretend, just kicked the problem down the road. It didn't necessarily solve the problem. So, While extending and pretending may provide some short-term relief, the long-term consequences could be quite dire. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.